Mimi.
Hello, what do you say? Stop that shooting range, huh?
The best way to think of the Goat House Refuge in Pittsburgh is like Neverland for cats. There are dozens of plastic chairs and cat-sized houses scattered about in an outdoor pen, a couple of those jungle gyms covered in carpet with places to hide, and of course, lots of kitty cats, about 200 of them.
This is where the cats can go out and be cats.
Siglinda Scarpa founded the Goat House Refuge out in the country, where it's typically quiet. You can hear roosters and frogs not far off. But several months ago, Scarpa got a visit from a hunter who would shoot game on the surrounding land.
He came one day and he said, huh, now you're going to be happy. I'm not going to be here anymore, but you're going to have a shooting range. So we heard all this right after that. We heard all these heavy-duty machines working out there, cutting down all the trees and everything. So we went there and we asked the guy there, what are you doing? We are neighbors. And he said, oh, I'm just doing a little shooting range for a few friends, just for a few friends. It's going to be, you know, just a little thing for friends.
Of course, some friends are louder than others. This is from a video a Goat House volunteer recorded on her cell phone.
I'm just right here trying to wash some litter boxes.
The site is called Range 2A. It's run by a guy named Mark Atkinson. On the face of it, it's easy to understand why the noise could be annoying. The range allows pistols, rifles, and shotguns. But the folks at Goat House say it's more than just a nuisance. It's becoming problematic. Linda Donahue is a volunteer.
Because you see the animals. It's like when the trash man comes and does the dumpster, they all run and hide in the front of the building under the cages, and they're hiding from the noise, and it's sad to see that. I was actually had my cell phone out here, and my older son tried to call me 5 times, and I never even heard my cell phone ring.
Range 2A wasn't available for an interview, but they and Goat House have been duking it out on warring Facebook pages for the past week or so. 2A posted a video of Mark Atkinson's dog out on the range earlier this week. Looks German Shepherd-esque, and the caption says it's sitting about 150 feet from active shooting. A woman has her hand on the dog's neck, and it appears relatively calm, the presumption being, hey, my dog can handle this, so can your cats. Shooting happens about a football field's distance away from the refuge. One Goat House supporter actually flew a plane up to photograph an aerial view of the neighbors. It's hard to know how much the shooting is actually affecting the cats. Siglinda says some are over-grooming, licking themselves to the point where hair is falling off. Others, she says, are getting diarrhea. But it's a shelter with more than 200 cats, and some are bound to be sick. What's clear is the issue is no longer just about two neighbors, one of whom is being too loud. The Goat House Refuge has put a petition on change.org, and it's attracted a lot of attention from outside the state.
And we get email updates when people sign that.
Brian Bach is the vice chair of the Chatham County Board of Commissioners.
By far, the majority of the people we are hearing from are not local, not even North Carolina, and in most cases, not even the United States.
I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, I don't really care what people from other than our local folks are saying. So, you know, 10 local people means a lot more to me than 3,500 people from all around the world.
Of course, the folks at Goat House and their volunteers are local, and they want the range shut down. Bach says that's just not within the county's power.
That area of the county is unzoned. So, you know, like the Goat House Refuge, they have a right to operate, and they don't need the county's permission to do that.
We have nothing against guns. I own a gun. But, you know, put a bunker, a cement bunker, and isolate your sounds. You can hear all your sounds you want. You can shoot anything you want. But do it in a bunker so you don't bother people around.
The county manager has said staff plan to sit down with the two parties to try to find a solution, though the internet seems to have given Scarpa the upper hand for now. She says since the outcry began earlier this week, the range has been silent. Eric Mennel, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.